to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, Browns Nation, what is good with all of you? Hope you're saying a lot of things are good. A lot of reasons to feel good about not only the holiday season, and we wish you the very best of holiday cheer, but also the direction of your favorite football team, as in the Cleveland Browns. We're glad you're a part of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm Michael Regei. Matt Wilhelm is here. How are you, Matt?
I am great. The kudos to the chefs down at the cafeteria today, because they have made some fine southern chicken, and I am diving
in. You're tearing
in.
Into that.
It
you're
is so good. A little barbecue sauce on the side. Things are good. Yeah. Kids are both a little under the weather, but the Christmas shopping is done.
Yeah, that's
and Santa's workshop is in full tilt.
Full go? Yeah, yes. It is. It's in full go around the dog bowl too. As for the last couple of days here, it's been ugly sweater day. I guess
it has.
You
last
that?
Week yeah. too. Must be a Thursday thing.
Must be a Thursday thing. But in the spirit of not only NFL cheer but holiday cheer, are we? Again, terrific to have you with us. Nathan Zagura will join the show a little bit later on. We've got our Browns Roundtable presented by our wonderful friends at the Blue Point Grill and Hospitality Restaurants. Doug Deacon will join us. We'll do Fact or Fiction in the 2 o'clock hour. When Nathan gets back, might even be able to sneak in a few fantasy football thoughts and ideas that you have for Nathan Zagura. I just was able, real quickly, had a chance encounter and just a real brief chat with head football coach Mike Pettine here in the Dog Bowl. And he looked right me dead in the eye and said, "We got to win. We need a win." And I said,
"He's right."
I said, "Coach, yeah. because we were talking about validating foundation. But, Matt, that's as we start our Ohio Business Machine Hot Topics of the Day, that is, I think, it's got to be tunnel vision for this football team. So for all of you Browns Nation, our fans, and as we start again with some of our hot topics of the day, just how big is this for you? Again, look, we know minuscule to almost 0-0-0 are the Browns. They're not completely in the coffin yet, but very minuscule are opportunities to – even if they did go 9-7 to get in the playoffs. But that aside, how big is this for you to validate that, yes, the direction is headed north, as in positive, around this entire organization, this entire facility? The foundation is starting to bear fruit and results for that. So how big is the necessity to win to the best of this team's ability, Matt, in Charlotte against the Carolina Panthers? Let's just stay there. We'll worry about next week against Baltimore when we're doing the shows next week.
Absolutely. And I think, again, because we've played in some big football games this season and lost a big one this past Sunday to the Cincinnati Bengals, and I'm not coming from the cliche that every game's important. To me, this game is the biggest of the season. And the reason why is because the gentlemen in this locker room and the coaches that put together the game plan and lead these gentlemen in onto the field each and every Sunday have an opportunity to put to bed everything that we've heard from two former quarterbacks and the scrutiny that this organization has been under as of late during this losing streak. Meaning, it's the same old Browns. Nothing has changed. And I think that their actions this Sunday on the road, away in an uncomfortable territory, they have the ability to do their very best towards putting that to bed, to saying, we were challenged top down and we rose up to the challenge and didn't succumb to the negativity, didn't succumb to the past here of the organization, and we are different. And it's going to take a lot of individuals in that locker room that are participating on Sunday to have their own personal chip when it comes to providing for their family, but also too of wanting to play like a Brown so that they have a future here. And if enough guys do that, we'll collectively play like a team and they win those one-on-one battles, which collectively towards playing like a team, they will get the end result that they want, which is a win against Carolina.
we touched on this very thing yesterday, and I believe there are so many football players that comprise this roster that have what you just laid out sitting squarely in front of them. For some, it's going to be Santa Claus coming down the chimney, and their performance will be all of the beautiful bounty of Christmas with all kinds of great presents. And for others, it might be the Grinch sitting right in front of them.
You're right.
And stole their not only their Christmas and their holiday season, but as you just alluded to, you know, could have possibly steal their opportunity to go forward with the Cleveland Browns.
You're right. And to piggyback your point, and we're actually picking up exactly where we left off yesterday with that last caller that we snuck in under our two-minute mark, is I think there's more individuals in this locker room that care than that don't, significantly more. And also, too, is I believe there's more competitors in this locker room than there has been here in a decade.
No question.
You know,
no,
which is why I believe that they will, in fact, put their best foot forward and want to stop a lot of the negativity. And then also, too, one other thing, and we had a great topic and discussion about it, both Nathan and I, when we were on remote at Discount Drug Mart in Brunswick Hills, is we are, if you want to buy into where we're going as an organization, we are more talented at every position group than we have been in many years. And that hasn't just been through draft after draft after draft. We're talking in the last two drafts, guys that are turning into players on this football team, and then also adding, you know, strategically through free agency, leaders and competitors and winners that are helping Coach Pettine change that culture as well.
Well, that gauntlet has been laid down, guys, and we want, meaning that this is going to be about a winning atmosphere, and those that don't adhere to that, you're going to fall by the wayside. I mean, that's pretty simple, regardless of you know, how you feel. And again, look, yeah, because they're staring down the barrel if, and Matt and I, neither one of us think that this will be the case. But again, that's the reason Mike Pettine is laying all of this out there for his football team. You don't want to go out after being 7-4 and then potentially with two more losses to drop 5 in a row to wind up 7-9. Look, let's just put it this way, leave it simple. That's going to make a lot of people have to answer a lot of questions that nobody wants to deal with.
And also, too, is that gives them the biggest sign that nothing has changed.
Yeah.
You know, for them, because that December slump or the December losing that leave people with a terrible taste in their mouth, if we continue to do that and stay on that road, people will have that same taste, which will, just by human nature, have their mind go back to other bad times and revert back to year after year after year of having that same taste. And in their mind, anything that happened before it is irrelevant, whether it was 2 wins before it, 4 wins before it, in this case, 7 wins before this slump. They still, again, what have you done for me lately? And you know, it's that fresh in their mind picture of losing that they hold on to, not the successes or the things that we've overcome as a team all year long.
Playing big. Being able to validate a football season that was once 7-4 and a football season that has, in our minds, shown that everybody in here gets it, everybody in here understands what's required and what has to happen on a daily, minute-to-minute, hour-to-hour basis to be able to swing the pendulum in the right way for the Cleveland Browns. We want to know, how big is it for you? How key to play big? I think Jim O'Neill used that term. We're going to hear from the defensive coordinator of the Browns a little bit later on. Got to play big. Got to be able to validate. So we're asking all of you that. Cleveland Browns Daily today, 216-578-0850. You could tweet at the show, at Browns_Daily, at Nathan Zagura, at Matt Wilhelm 57, at Michael Regei. That's the way to do it. We get all of your thoughts today. Love to dialogue with each and every one of you. As I said later on, we got Fact or Fiction coming up. We've got an opportunity for you. This will be a 2 o'clock hour, second half of the show today. You could sneak in some of your fantasy questions for this week. What'll it be, number 15, number 16, 15, I guess it is. And by the NFL calendar for Nathan Zagura, Doug Deacon will drop by with our Browns Roundtable, as always, brought to you by our great friends at the Blue Point Grill and all of their hospitality restaurants. Did you watch? Because we got to discuss a little bit about Johnny Manziel. Make it a second start. Did you happen to see the New Orleans-Chicago game the other night?
I did not.
You didn't see
it. I knew it was a game of no meaning in regards to the Cleveland Browns. And in my eyes, two bad football teams. And I could care less about the result, so therefore I did not.
Yeah. Here's my – understood. And did you see any of Seattle-San Francisco?
I did.
You saw that.
I did.
Okay. Because for me, and I want to open this up too, And by no means am I trying to, we're talking about a 3-4-time Pro Bowl, All-Pro quarterback, and a Super Bowl champion in Drew Brees. And also we know what the dynamic has been of Russell Wilson.
Yes.
But when you look at Brees the other night, I believe he hit 17 throws in a row. And Matt, you know what I'm talking about. Drew Brees with that classic drop. He's 6 feet tall now.
Yes.
He's 6 feet tall. That classic drop, football carried high, always ready to cock, hits those 5 and 7 step drops and, just has such a wonderful feel and the ball's out. Now, and Russell Wilson, I think Wilson throws the football very well from the pocket.
I agree.
For a young football player with fundamentals, excellent footwork. While I'm not comparing, I do believe, and I want your thoughts on this, as the progression continues, as the years go by, Johnny Manziel, for me, is going to have to start to get closer to those two smaller quarterbacks from inside the pocket for him to not only best express himself, but be able to really, really have where we all could have a great feel that he's going to be the type of quarterback everybody wants to be. Again, I'm not not going to be Drew Brees because that's classic old school, even at his size. But you get my point.
I absolutely do.
It's going to have to get closer to them and where they are with their throwing capabilities at their stature than where he is right now.
Absolutely correct. And we actually, Nathan and I touched upon this in Brunswick Hills at the Discount Drug Mart in making reference to those fundamentals that Johnny uses. We brought up Drew Brees and the way in which he plays. And the one thing, Reg, that I talked about is I trained with Drew Brees when he was both a Charger and the fact that he would come back from New Orleans and train in San Diego.
Sure, yeah.
And he was meticulous. His footwork and his fundamentals and the way in which he carries the football is second nature to him now.
Yep.
He doesn't know any different. So that therefore, in the face of adversity with pass rush or on the run or in the pocket and clean, he doesn't know any other way. It's ingrained, and that comes in time.
Yes.
Russell Wilson, I will say, in 3 years worth of play is – ahead of that curve significantly.
Yeah.
Because I think also, too, Russell Wilson understands that he becomes very ordinary if any of that lacks.
Sure.
And so he is meticulous in the way he plays and his approach. And I'm sure he sees disappointment and flaws in his game when he does not play at a certain level. And that is a direct reflection on his motivation to want to play within himself and using proper footwork and technique.
Mm-hmm.
The other point that I made was and it's part of becoming a pro. And a lot of our show that day was focused on Johnny Manziel becoming a pro. Mm. It may take Johnny not working with a quarterback coach. He's got to work with a guy that's similar in skill set, like Drew Brees, like Russell Wilson, to fly to Seattle or fly down to New Orleans, whatever it might be, and spend a week with them and say, I want to get inside your brain and do what you do, see what you see, persevere like you persevere because I have similar attributes and also similar knocks against me. How did you overcome?
Yep.
I want everything you can give me in a day, a week, a month, if you can so give me to help me better myself and be a better pro.
Yeah, I think going forward, it's really going to be imperative that he does everything he can to get as close to that style of play. And while we don't want to, again, be all end all with size and you can't put everybody in a box, and I'm not trying to do that. But look, the fact of the matter is, that is the two quarterbacks that are having success that he is of the size of.
Yes.
In the National Football League.
Johnny Manziel, at this point right now, with the little that we've seen and the knocks against his game, is going to have to be an overcomer.
No,
until he arrives with those same techniques, with proper footwork, with understanding defense and so on and so forth. He's going to have to overcome all those things to play at the level that I'm sure he sees fit for himself in the NFL,
right,
just like he saw fit for him in college. It didn't happen at the snap of a finger. It took that Alabama game in some cases that everybody wants to talk about and the way he played against Alabama, it took for everybody to jump on that bandwagon and be high on Johnny. Before then, you didn't even know his name. You know what I mean?
It happens that way a lot. Yeah.
It happens that way a lot. But again,
he's not the only one.
He had to overcome a Nick Saban defense. He had to overcome better players, better pass rush, biggest, physical, all those things, and play well in that game to even show up on, you know, in our spectrum of college football and evaluate him that way. And now he's got to do the same thing all over again in the NFL.
Here, and we'll see if that starts. So who knows? Maybe we'll start to even see a little bit of that there's a strength of improvement in Manziel's approach coming up on Sunday against the Carolina Panthers. All right, menu is all laid out for you. Cleveland Browns Daily, we're driven by Liberty Ford. So when we get back, it's time to dive into it with all of you at 216-578-0850. You can tweet at the show, at Nathan Zagura, at Matt Wilhelm 57, at Browns _ Daily, or at Michael Regai. And we're going to respond to you. A lot of time for tweets and your thoughts today. Big opportunity to get on board. Let's do it. Got you till 3 o'clock this afternoon. Don't go anywhere. We'll get it rolling with you right after you give us this timeout.